Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news, we're going to tell you the real reason Becky Lynch versus Bayley kind of didn't happen.
The Bella Twins blast WWE after last night's Raw.
Roman Reigns versus Stone Cold, question mark?
And a former WWE champion makes a surprise appearance in last night's main event. I'm Adam Wilborn.
And I'm Andy Murray.
And this is the news.
All right, a lot of Raw is XXX stuff to talk about here. Bayley versus Becky Lynch, that didn't really happen, did it? It was advertised. You kind of thought maybe it was going to be like a blow-off match for that feud or maybe a transitional match into another one. It was a cage match that was booked. Rivalry's been cooking for a while. Yeah, the match didn't happen. Bayley and the rest of Damage CTRL attacked Becky before she could get in the cage. They locked the door. They beat her up on the inside. Adam Pierce, I almost called him Adam Page there, came down and was like, this commotion. They did eventually get inside the cage and, like, you know, officials tended to Becky, all of that stuff, while Damage Control were on top of the cage celebrating. It was an angle, not really a match. Why was this? Was it a bait and switch? Was it false advertising? No, it wasn't. Well, I mean, it kind of was, but it wasn't intentionally done.
No, exactly.
Basically, the opening segment ran really long. This is the word of Fightful Select. Originally, the match was supposed to encompass two segments, including the match and the ring entrances. But unfortunately, the trial of Sami Zayn ended up running long earlier in the night, which meant they had to trim some stuff elsewhere in the show. And Becky versus Bayley was the most heavily impacted of the things that needed to be trimmed. PW Insider's Mike Johnson has reported similarly as well, noting that the Bloodline thing went extremely long, leading to WWE bypassing the cage match and heading straight to the angle instead. So, it's a shame that this happened, but not the end of the world, I don't think. It's not like they did it on purpose. They go, hey, Roman, you get an extra 10 minutes, we'll just cut it off of these guys, no worries. It's an accident. These things happen. I'm sure we'll get a really good Bayley versus Becky match in the future.
Exactly. I'd rather they did what they did than I think I read on somewhere on Twitter that potentially that match could have gone about 2 minutes. Yeah, don't do that. That would have been a lot worse than not doing the match. And this may be slightly controversial, but if we had to lose the steel cage match for what we got with the trial of Sami Zayn and the subsequent tag team title match, I'm kind of okay with it. I thought that was absolutely sensational. So, yeah, save Bayley versus Becky in a steel cage. That's another thing to pop a rating in future weeks. It's not essential right now today, is it? Like, you've got Rumble stuff, etc. That takes precedent. And two title matches, I'd argue, were more important than a steel cage match, because you can blow off a feud next week, they've still got more heat, and the feud hasn't been that good anyway.
It's not been ideal. You know what you could have done? Got rid of Hulk Hogan's crusty old ass, then you could have had a 4 minute match, not a 2 minute match, which would have been much better, obviously.
Yeah.
Hulk Hogan, boys, what's going on?
He was on the show.
He's a racist as well. We should know.
I tell you who weren't on the show. The Bella Twins. And they were ranting about WWE in a live stream? Yeah, Instagram live stream last night. Understandably, a little bit annoyed that WWE didn't pay as much attention as many would like to the, or anything at all, to the women's evolution. It was, you know, a few nods to it at best. Obviously, yes, you did have Becky and Bayley briefly out there, and Charlotte was involved. But names of numerous ex-stars were not mentioned, and, well, they just said it outright. Nikki Bella on the live stream saying, Mercedes Moné is too over, and a couple of others Saraya, also fell into this category. I can kind of see where they're coming from.
Yeah, I think they've got a point for sure. Like, the evolution, revolution, whatever Lucian, was poorly represented, I think, in terms...
Didn't even say Steph invented it, you know?
Yeah, I know. Come on, give Steph credit, guys. What's going on? Can you not mention her name as well, because she resigned? Facetiousness aside, yes. I think there was so many video packages on this show.
Yeah.
They could have at least dedicated one of those, if nothing else. They could have brought a few people in from the past as well. It would have been nice. I know Medusa was there, but like...
Playing cards for 10 seconds.
Yeah. Where was everyone else? I agree with the Bellas. I think that that's a pretty important part of WWE's modern history, and to see it kind of underrepresented was crappy. Also... I hate it when it's like, hey, Sasha Banks and Paige, you can't say their names on TV, guys, because they work for other companies now. What a bunch of stupid political bollocks.
Also, wait a second. I've just realised this. This is probably, you know, the final thing to cause to cross the line, or whatever the phrase is. Didn't they, in the big Rawest 30 video package that was airing on SmackDown and possibly even aired last night as well, have the likes of Daniel Bryan on there?
Yeah. Yeah, what's the double standard there, then? This is weird. I don't know. This is...
No great surprise that WWE occasionally completely hypocritical.
Yeah, I mean, and for the good stuff on the show, these are valid complaints.
Yeah.
Like, the opening segment was, the first hour of Raw was the best first hour of Raw maybe ever.
If Simon Miller doesn't give that a golden up on his ups and downs, which will be coming to the channel a little bit later on, I'm going to fight him. Oh, I will outright fight Simon Miller, if that's, and Simon Maller as well, 2-on-1, if that doesn't happen. We'll be talking all about it later as well on the Raw Review podcast. What Culture Wrestling? Wherever you get your podcast from.
I would pay to see that fight. And you know what other fight I would pay to see?
Go on.
Segway, Roman Reigns versus Steve Austin. What?
Oh my god.
This dropped last night, so before Raw hit the airwaves. And there's a report from Fightful Select here. And yeah, I really want to see this. What's going on? So they reported, Fightful did, that they'd heard of WWE. They previously heard of WWE pitching a huge opponent for Steve Austin, who, of course, returned to the ring at WrestleMania 38. That was his first match in 13 years. Oh. 19 years.
Oh!
A long ass time facing Kevin Owens. They then learned that this opponent was Roman Reigns. And Austin was at very least approached about a big money match. He's been offered, or was pitched, an enormous, in their words, amount of money for this contest. Now, last summer, the same outlet, Fightful, reported that Stone Cold was extended an offer that wasn't quite as financially lucrative. Not as interesting to him, it seems. But now we have this enormous offer floating about. There's no word on whether or not Stone Cold actually went, yes, I will take this enormous offer and face Roman Reigns, or if he went, nah, the Kevin Owens match, that was enough for me. But one source has indicated that another big name has been floated to Austin in prior months. Of course, Roman has been linked very heavily with The Rock at WrestleMania, but the doubts and stuff, it's been cloudy,
yeah,
is what I'm trying to say. I don't think that's happening this year. Some people are convinced that all of this is like a smokescreen, and that the Texan cow on the thing, on the advertising, was Brahma bull, but...
It's in Texas, guys.
Yes. what do you think?
I don't think The Rock's going to be facing Roman at WrestleMania, if I'm honest, but I don't think it's because he was just asked.
Yeah.
I sense the WWE probably put some feelers out before this week, and Rock going, oh, I'm not going to be fit. And also, when is The Rock never perfect physically? I think it's just simple. Just keep it simple, stupid. The Rock doesn't get involved. You do Roman dropping the titles this year. If you want to do snazzy stuff with The Rock and Roman Reigns, do it after Cody's won the world titles. I think it just muddies all the waters, yeah, if I'm perfectly honest. Stone Cold wise, I've got to give a nod to Michael Hamblett, who's been calling for this, maybe more in hope than expectation, for quite some time. Now he said that, and now you've reported this. Stone Cold's conspicuous absence on Raw last night and the Royal Rumble being a few days away. I don't know. I'm getting my tinfoil hat on, man. I think he's
going
to be hurty.
But I've legitimately got a tinfoil hat through the house. I should have brought that proof of this one. The mark in me just wants to see Stone Cold versus Roman Reigns.
Yes.
So,
doesn't have to be title. Just wrestling's past versus wrestling's Never say future, because he was present at the time when it was Rock versus Hogan. Yeah. Just say right now, because you never know, they might go off to Hollywood. They probably will. So yeah, I'd love to see that. I agree, Andy. And, you know, that would be a dream come true. In terms of nightmares that could come true at the Royal Rumble, keep your eyes peeled for a video coming your way very soon from myself and Mr. Andy Murray.
Maybe today, maybe tomorrow, brother. We'll see how it goes.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Brock Lesnar! Segway. Right. He made a surprise appearance, just as that may have surprised some people.
Yep.
In the main event of last night, he screwed Bobby Lashley.
He really hates Bob Lashley.
He really does.
He?
Holds a grudge. Fair play. Screwed him out of the United States Championship match, which was no DQ, of course. I mean, he didn't really, you know, help Austin Theory. It's more murder him also, but place him on top of Bobby Lashley. He F5'd Austin Theory on top of Bobby Lashley after F5ing Bobby Lashley. Table, all that. Obviously, him and Lashley have got history. This may lend more credence to Lashley versus Lesnar rather than Gunther versus Lesnar at WrestleMania. Who knows? But he might be in the Rumble now. They seem to sort of suggest it's Royal Rumble season.
Yeah. Sure. I didn't really know how to process this because I was watching it and I was like, all right, bring back Brock. It's like a cheat code for WWE at times, isn't it? Ah, just bring him back, whatever. And I was like, hold on a minute. Didn't you beat him last time? Why are you still pissed, Brock?
Yeah, you got your... Yeah.
But at the same time, I would like to see the match again because I enjoy big, gigantic humans just running into each other like that. I like Big Bob a lot. I like Farmer Brock a lot. And Lashley for years was like... Lashley for years was like, I really want this match. I don't know if it's ever going to happen. And now it's happened like two or three times. So it's nice for him.
He has happened two or three times. You know how you can jazz it up somewhat? Two words. Fight pit.
Ah, no. Like, the main roster one, the last one, was crap.
Get Daniel Cormier back so he can forget the finish again.
Yeah. Like,
what's going on?
I don't know.
Are we finishing it, guys?
Maybe they can make it cool because they're fun guys.
Who the hell is big enough to be a referee for those massive bastards?
The Great Khali.
Andy Murray, Booker of the Year, right there.
Well, you know, it makes sense. You got a former UFC champion. Uh-huh. Heavyweight champion Brock Lesnar, you got former Bellator heavyweight. I think he's got like a 15-2 record.
Yeah.
Bobby Lashley, and then you've got the baddest man on the planet, the Great Khali. It makes all the sense in the world.
Right, let's move on to your Twitter questions at WhatCultureWWE. Of course, if you want to get in touch with us.
Omas, he was the bouncer on Raw Underground.
No one messes with him.
No one messes with Omas.
Brian George gives us our first question of the day. Right, morning, gents. Morning, Brian. Do you think Reigns will expect Zayn to purposely lose the Rumble as his final test? Ooh. And if so, will he do it or defy Reigns' demand?
Oh, I think that's good. I think that's good because, like, the tug of war has been really interesting. Like, I like the aspect on SmackDown where it was like Sami wasn't there to save them, but he wasn't there to save them because Roman had told him to prepare the car.
It's his fault.
Or whatever. It wasn't his fault.
Wise man, you're an idiot.
I like them putting Sami in these winless situations where he has to eat dirt. I think this is really good. And if they were to do that, I think the most compelling option... I mean, I want Cody to win the Rumble still, but of the two options you have there, Sammy probably defying him is maybe the most compelling shout.
Yeah, there's potential that Sammy defies him and then Roman goes, right, Solo, you have to get him out of there. You have to be very clever. We've said this before about if you are having Cody win the Rumble, which I still would do despite everything. If you are going to do that, you have to be very careful how you eliminate Sami Zayn if he's involved in it.
He's got to get eliminated by Goldberg, is what we're saying. It's the only way he can pull it off, man. Otherwise, people are going to reject it.
And then afterwards, Goldust comes out. Oh, shattered dreams.
what?
Sticking with the Roman stuff, not just another sexy bald guy. Writes, morning, gents. Assuming Roman and the Usos, possibly, disappear for a bit after WrestleMania, what would you have them doing when they come back?
I think Roman Reigns is done as a full-time wrestler after WrestleMania. I don't have much to base this on, but I feel in my gut, which is a treacherous place to be, it's quite round, that Roman is probably going to turn into like a Cena schedule sort of bloke after all of this. I think he's made his money. I think he's scratched his creative itches. And I think he'll be a guy we only see for a handful of times a year after WrestleMania, which is a shame because the past couple of years have been really great. But at the same time, good for him. Very successful man. Maybe he wants to do a bit more acting. Maybe he wants to get into some other ventures. YouTubing, perhaps. We'll get him on here. It'd be great. I'm sure we could match his pace.
Yeah, no problem.
The Usos, I think, maybe they'll go away for a little bit, but I think it would make sense, after all this is said and done, to keep them in Solo as a trio and just, you know, do cool
trios
things.
Belt.
Yeah. Oh! You face, it was the Final Fantasy guy from AEW, Kenny Omega. I'm joking. I can't do that. I can't do that as one of my bad faith troll things. Like the Baltimore Bastards or Solid Snack or what other ones do
that's
we do?
Some good
we
stuff.
Do Pokemon stuff.
Pokemon. Yeah. We don't understand the difference between anime, manga, and that.
The octopus shagging one. Yeah.
For me, I've already read on Twitter that Roman Reigns' performances are Oscar worthy, so that's coming out. So.
Who tweeted that?
Me, probably.
Well, okay, right. Sound.
But also...
They're good. They are good.
But also, I agree. I think he's going Hollywood, baby.
Yeah.
And good for him. So I think you're right. I think maybe he'll come back for a big marquee match at SummerSlam. And then maybe next year you do Hollywood versus Hollyweird. Roman versus Rock. Sorry, I don't know why I said it like that. But yeah, have him come back and have the match that we never got.
Yeah.
Austin Theory versus Roman Reigns.
The thing about Roman Reigns... Jesus. The thing about Roman Reigns is how can his acting career really go... Like, it's peaked already. He was in Hobbs and Shaw. Like
the greatest film ever.
How can he do... Unless they're going to make The Expendables 4 and put him in that. Like, there's no way he can go up.
Oh, it could be in the greatest film franchise of all time, Mission Impossible.
Well, there you go. Another good point. Another good point. Who made more money in Hollywood, John Lennon or Roman Reigns? Answer the question, man. It's not funny.
Folks, where's the
so
line?
Who's better, the tribal chief, the bloodline, or the Beatles?
Yeah, exactly.
Easy.
That big fake dog that Baron Corbin brought out, better than John Lennon, in my opinion.
I agree.
yeah, you Lennon could bring sucks. Roman Reigns back and have him fight Gunther, for example.
Have him fight Paul McCartney.
And it's just printing money, isn't it, basically? In terms of the Usos, have some bloody time off, lads. You deserve it.
Yeah, take a break.
Final question, which is a really good one we got today, was from Mark Smith, who writes, boys, I need your advice or antics. Due to the horrific timing of the Royal Rumble in the UK, yeah, this is what it's like for us.
We
get one Wrestle Kingdom, and that's about it.
Yeah.
And occasionally, when they do the Saudi shows or the Australia shows, we have a good time.
Yeah, what a trade-off. We get Wrestle Kingdom good, and then we get the Crown Jewel. Cheers, guys.
Everything great. In America is usually at like 1 a.m. starting time here in the UK. Anyway, Mark Smith says, terrific time in the Royal Rumble in the UK. And being a nice boss and giving a mum time off for her daughter's birthday, I won't be watching the premium live event until late Sunday. Any advice on how to avoid spoilers?
I can't really give you any advice, my friend. Because when you're in this... job, you just get spoiled. Yeah, you just get spoiled, so you just accept it, like it's part of the gig. I will say that when I was trying, I don't try to avoid spoilers anymore because it's just impossible in this job. But when I was effectively avoiding spoilers, I found that the easiest thing to do was to mute things on Twitter.
Yeah.
So like, if you go on Twitter, you can mute words for like a certain time, so for like a day or a week or whatever. So if you go in your settings and mute like Royal Rumble, Rumble, Royal, WWE. like the name of a few wrestlers like Cody.
That's why you used to do the UFC stuff.
Yeah, like if you go and list like 30 relevant terms and just meet those, you'll be good. Or you can download like a thing on your phone that'll block apps.
I've got that on my computer, a little widget or whatever it's called on my
a little gimmick.
Chrome that just block it, just reds out anything.
Yeah, and it prevents access. I think I got rid of the one on my phone because I can't find it right now, which is making for a really tedious segment here. But yeah, there's certain apps you can use that like block access to like apps you muscle memory go to for like a week or a day or whatever. That's how you do it.
It's really easy, this, Mark, right? As someone who used to do
it
all the time.
Put your phone in the river.
That, right? Or that, I agree with Andy, and I do that for UFC stuff because I'm the same. I don't like it and I'll watch it the
put
next day.
Put your phone in the river
for
UFC.
I have the little widget that just blocks stuff out. But really, really simple this. Don't go on YouTube or Twitter. It's really simple. Turn off notifications for 24 hours, right? So all of our videos, which we have to put spoilers and stuff in the thumbnail because we want people to click on our stuff rather than the other stuff. That's how this works, right? Twitter, what the fuck are you doing going on Twitter? Oh, just check it. Oh, surprise, surprise. Me as a wrestling fan is getting pushed stuff by Twitter about a fucking Royal Rumble. And when it comes to the podcast, I never put spoilers in the title, or at least try not to when it comes to premium live events. I'll normally tweet saying, it'd normally be like, Royal Rumble, who won it? What happened in the title match? Blah, blah, blah. Podcast, you're fighting Mark Smith. Everything else, just don't go on your phone. Just watch Peppa Pig up in day. And then, when it's time, go on Peacock or whatever it is.
Folks, where's the lie?
And finally, I love Kurt Angle. Andy loves Kurt Angle. We all love Kurt Angle. And he tweeted, after all last night, in his silly little referee outfit, you suck plus suck it equals you suck it.
Good. Put it in
quick
your
maths.
Is he David Wallace? Put it in your suck it and your suck it.
I love how pleasing himself he looked there.
He looks so chuffed.
That's nice trainers.
Oh, they the trainers match the referee shirt. Very good.
The carpet matches the curtains. Is that a thing?
No.
That's what that means, isn't it?
I don't know.
Okay, let's not get into it.
The double t-shirt thing was very amusing. It's like
very
Sting
good.
Going like this.
I loved him being like, which always wanted to be in DX. Kurt Angle is such a brilliant comedy character and an absolute badass, by the way, that he can get away with almost anything.
Yeah.
Well played. Really enjoyed last night's Raw. We'll talk more about it on the Raw
Sean
review.
Sean Waltman with the glasses and the beard. He's looking good, man. Good.
Tell you what he's looking good for.
Royal Rumble.
Royal Rumble spot. Hey. Please, Sean, once. Just once.
Just don't rip your bum again. Please yes. Don't rip your bum. If
please
you do the Bronco
don't.
Buster, don't rip your bum.
Right, let's know your thoughts on that.
This is a Sean Waltman office. Like,
yes.
We've got our favourites, Sean Waltman, Jeff Jarrett,
Marty. X-Pac Heat is a good thing around
yeah.
here.
I was going to say Marty Jannetty, but his recent years have been... Oh, boy. His recent years have kind of destroyed that a little bit. What else have we got? Office favourites. We've got The Butcher and the Blade, obviously.
Oh, what guys.
Yeah,
what is it? Listen up slow. I know we get very sick.
Newsflash. Slick. It's awesome.
Tony D'Angelo. Stacks.
Well...
He's a colleague, more than a...
You've ruined it now.
What Culture Wrestling Podcast, if you don't understand that reference. Anyway, thoughts, Twitter questions, all that good stuff on Twitter, at WhatCultureWWE, comment section, like, share, subscribe. You can follow Andy Murray on Twitter at
Andy H. Murray. The H stands for Hoop2, son of Hoop.
Right. Well, I thought it was going to be, how do you lose to a team from the sixth tier?
Banner, you Rami.
It was
That's
good
how
stuff.
You do it.
GG peeps, man.
Oh, GG peeps, man.
Follow me on Twitter at Adam Wilborn. Follow us all at WhatCultureWWE. As I said, Simon Miller will be here with ups and downs a little bit later on WhatCulture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcast from, for daily wrestling podcast. But for now, my thanks to Andy Murray. Thank you for joining us, and we will see you soon.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.